Y'all young boys better get y'all definitions right before you go out here looking for a sugar mama, because there's a difference in a sugar mama and a cougar. A sugar mama was the one that's gonna buy your PlayStations and your PS5s and your Jordans and all that shit, but a cougar is gonna fuck you and send you home. You gonna be mad as hell if you went over to Bertha Mae house and laid that dick down thinking you was gonna get a PS5 and she was just a cougar and she gave your ass some cornbread and spaghetti and sent you on your way.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hey, look over there. They're fucking on the walker. That's some sexy walker fucking over there, Jim. Yeah, why don't we go to the villages and go to those whatever, the town centers, and we'll just go get high and loaded with a bunch of old people. Who knows? Maybe I get, you know, a blowjob from a toothless granny. I don't know. Could be fun. I'm not saying it's your fault that he can't get it up. It's not. It's his fault. And he should be blamed, and he should be taken out into the middle of the town square, the villages, shown his flaccid penis to all the 70-year-olds that are running around humping everybody. Come down to the TCB studios. We got glory holes everywhere. But not on purpose. It's just because I drilled the wrong hole.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, Catskins, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and beautiful co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Well, best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed sometime throughout the show.
You guessed it.
Do you like my dolphin noise?
I love it. That takes me back.
I know. It does take me back. That's like the first noise I think we started playing.
That was the first season.
And I don't even know where that came from either. What the fuck?
We were talking about dolphin sex.
Oh, yeah. How we got on dolphin sex, I don't know. Were we talking about the guy who got ramjacked by the dolphin?
Yeah,
do you remember
so.
That?
Yes, I think so.
For those of you that don't remember, I remember this story vaguely. So here comes your fiction. Here comes your fiction for the day. I think there was a guy right before the pandemic, and he was down in Jamaica in one of those open water dolphin experiences, and he was trying to climb back up on like a floating dock, and a horny dolphin came up right behind him and started like boning him from behind. He was like literally like humping the dude, and the dude could not get up, and so the trainer's like, "Don't fight it, man! Don't fight it!
Just go with it."
Yeah,
like when a dog humps your leg.
Big dolphin boner in the heart of Jamaica. Ay, 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 you're pregnant with a fish. Big, huge dolphin cocking. Oh, my God. That's got to be it. But that's horrifying. I've swam with those dolphins before.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Like 3 or 4 times. I know it's a horrible thing to do, but the first time I did it in a tank, I didn't know any better. I was young. The second and third, or maybe the fourth time, we did it in open water.
Yeah.
So there's these huge, like, open water pens. And while they're still, you know, enclosed, they seem to be cared for and loved a lot by the people who are down there. And those things are so powerful. It's not even funny.
I've seen that.
Yeah. Like, you know, you put your feet out and they'll push you. And it's like, it's hard to explain how much power is behind that tail. Like, it's going and it's pushing you like a boat would.
They're amazing.
It's insane. Yeah, they're amazing creatures.
I love those beluga whales too.
I know. Those are beautiful.
Oh, I love them.
But that's a sad story too. I mean, I guess they're all now. Are those beluga whales here at the Atlanta Aquarium?
Yes, they are. And I had a mystical experience with them one time.
Oh, I bet you did. Chrissy went to Denver and got herself some Dibbity Dabs. Went down to the aquarium and sat there like those people on the Instagram videos that are making fun of the chimpanzees.
They were coming up to me. They were swimming up to the glass.
Hanging out upside down.
And they were
looking at you.
In a show for me. Yeah. Everybody around me was like, whoa.
How high were you? Just wondering. Was that like me and that guy who got into a water fight at the Embassy Suites?
plead the fifth.
Of course you do. But I get it. I understand it. Maybe they connected with you on some level.
I think they did.
Yeah.
They did.
They were like, this chick is high. Let's fuck with her.
I have pictures.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I want to see how high you are. I don't care about the beluga whales. See how fucked up you were.
I have pictures.
Do you know what I was? Do you know what I was watching the other night?
What?
Have you seen this documentary? Have you ever heard of The Villages down in Orlando?
Yes,
I have.
Have
you seen this documentary?
It's the big retirement community.
So for those of you that don't know, The Villages, Sun City West, The Villages, Del Webb, Arizona. These are incredibly large, active over 55 communities. And so I think you do have to be of a certain age to buy there. And you buy a home. And then when you buy
I don't know if they card you, but you're supposed to.
I mean, but if you're 25, are you really going to want to live there?
So my dad moved into a Del Webb here in the Georgia region. And I have a funny story. So we, you know, my mom had passed away. So my dad decided he wanted to retire and move out there. So this is during the pandemic. And so we went down there and I went with him. We were searching for, you know, we talked to the home builders.
Sure.
It's custom built.
Yeah.
You know, you have a plan, but you can choose features and all of that. So we were down there and I was walking around the property with my dad. And
you
I was
looks?
Getting some death stares from the women.
Yeah,
that
because
were there.
They were like, hot I was new guy.
Well, they thought I was the wife.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad.
I keep thinking about, I bet, because though, so
they were like, uh-uh.
I expected this movie to be all about, you remember that there was like back when Trump was in office, there was always a big to-do that these people in the villages, they would get together and put like 23-mile-long caravans of golf carts with Trump flags on them. And that's what I thought the angle was going to be. So I already went in thinking I'm going to turn it off after 5 minutes because I don't want to hear about it anymore, right? Just whatever, okay? Okay, there's people who like Trump and they're older. I don't give a shit. But it was a really like intimate portrayal of people growing old.
Yep.
And how growing old sucks, but it doesn't have to suck so much.
They get high down there.
They get fucked up.
Yep. They do drugs.
They do a lot of drugs. bars down there that they. So to describe this, the area which the villages encompasses is larger than the Disney World property. They have bought more land than the Disney World property, and they continue to buy land. And they do town centers. What they call them is town centers. So a town center would be a big, they put a hospital there. They put a bunch of pharmacies, grocery stores, a bunch of retail bars and restaurants. And everybody drives their golf. If you live near that town center, that particular town center is where you go hang out.
Beep, beep.
They have activity. Yeah. Get off the road, Jim. You're too fucking old. Hey, look over there. They're fucking on the walker. That's some sexy walker fucking over there, Jim. Look at you.
Yeah, they all hook up, too. That's a thing.
Oh, you know they're trading STDs. Pills. Yeah, they're probably trading pills. It's probably a whole scene going down. Maybe we need to. Maybe it's not as lame as we think it is. Maybe that's where the action is. You know, now they have now in Orlando.
Screw concerts. Let's go.
I know.
The
yeah. Why don't we go to the villages and go to those, whatever, the town centers, and we'll just go get high and loaded with a bunch of old people. Who knows? Maybe I get, you know, a blowjob from a toothless granny. I don't know. Could be fun. You know, and I don't know
it's
why.
It's for research, it's Jeff and Astrid.
TCB research purposes. I mean, I really don't like getting blowjobs from 80-year-olds, but she's going to offer. I got to tell the audience what it was all about. I gave her a couple. I gave her some Y-Bry 3000. She gave me 10 Percocet and a Viagra. We went to town. What's fascinating is this all centers around Orlando. Like all these places are popping up. The village is obviously being
middle
the big
Florida.
Bad one. But now they have this Margaritaville, middle Florida. It's a unique part of the country. It really is. You've got Disney World, Epcot, Universal, the villages where people are trading Percocets for Viagra and getting high on mushrooms at 92 years old.
They are.
Yeah, it's like all the things they stopped doing because they had kids and families and they just stopped living their life. Then they became empty nesters and they probably lived in whatever suburban community. And probably after time went on, they were just like, well,
what have I got to lose?
Yeah, youth is wasted on the young. I mean, right. What am I doing here? Let's go down and party in Margaritaville now is another huge community that Jimmy Buffett has been a part of developing, and it's huge. And I saw some video of these Margaritaville parties. They have foam parties. They have bikini parties. They are drinking margaritas all fucking day long. It's It's insane.
I never understood the foam parties.
I didn't either. It all seems so gross to me.
I went to Cancun one time, and I think it was like senior graduation from high school.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking like seniors.
No, no.
Like 70 plus.
I haven't been to that one of those yet.
Well, that's, put that on the list.
Yeah.
If you had the notebook, we could do that. That's right.
But I went to, and they started doing the foam stuff, and I was like, no.
No.
Get me out of here. Yeah. I left.
It's gross. Seems like, gross and creepy to me.
I don't want to go around with a bunch of suds.
I was down in the Dominican Republic.
Dancing in the suds.
Yeah. And they started doing a foam party at the pool, which just kind of like defeated the whole purpose. And then the pool turned oily and soapy, and I was like, this is like a poorly planned from the beginning. It was all just bad, bad, bad. I didn't want to be any part of it. I was in the pool, and then all of a sudden, there's this guy with a foam gun. Hey, I got it up. And I'm like, hey, I'm trying to swim here.
Yeah. What's the DJ noise?
What is it? I forget what it is. That uvula or whatever it is. So all of this is like, it became, I went into it going, I really not interested in seeing what a bunch of 80-year-olds do for their entire day. I left partly depressed, partly fascinated, and partly excited.
Yeah.
Because I was like, if this is what I have to look forward to, it's not all that bad.
Brian, you and me.
Yes, I know.
Villages.
The villages. We're going to be out in the tents in the backyard. Hi, honey! Hi, honey! Hi, babe. I'm just calling because Chrissy and I are over here. We just got done recording our fifth episode today, and we're thinking about getting a house at the villages.
No, are you crazy? How is your son going to get from Italy to Paris if you're spending all your money on the villages? You should be happy with your tent.
Oh, don't get me wrong, honey. The tent's wonderful. Thank you for the heater.
Who gave you a heater? Who told you that was okay?
The pool boy.
I'm going to fire him.
Okay, honey. I gotta go record more commercial break episodes.
Yes, you do. No more talk about spending money.
So, what one lady said was I had been in a retirement apartment complex, like an apartment building with 50 other apartments where they had almost no activities and everyone was really old and they were like, it was like a nursing home type situation.
Right.
And she said, I went there and I felt like I was ready to die. It was taking 10 years off my life. My kids convinced me to move down here and I feel like this is adding 10 years to my life.
Great.
I've never been more busy in my entire life, more socially active. Totally awesome, right? Completely awesome. And it just got me thinking, Chrissy, we are not too far off from this.
Well,
I mean, how many more years could we possibly have left? Well, speak for myself. I'm speaking for both of us. We are not that much younger
you're
than I am.
6 years.
Am I 6 years older than you?
I meant 6 months. You're 6 months older than me.
Yes. So. I count every one of those 6 months. I hold them in high esteem. It's like my brother. That 7 minutes is never going to go away. Never. Unless I die first, and then he'll catch up to me. But whatever. But it's like... mortality, I think when I started getting in like my mid-30s is when I started feeling my mortality.
Okay.
I became a little less impulsive. I stopped doing...
Wait, hold on. Is this when you pilot lessons?
Yes,
this is when... selective memory is amazing.
Well, it's selective. It's good for the show. It's bad for my life, my selective memory. Yes, I took some pilot lessons. And no, that wasn't when I had my mid-30s. That was in my early 40s.
Yes. Yeah. I know.
They wouldn't give me life insurance, Astrid said, it's done. It's done. Forget about it. And that's true. Student pilots have a hard time getting life insurance.
I can imagine.
Yeah, because you don't know how to fly a fucking plane. You know, we're not too far off. I mean, it's not like we're right around the corner, but at the same time, it's also not like, you know, we're at some point in
we're
the middle.
We're not going to prom parties in Mexico.
We're not going to senior prom parties in Mexico. No, that's not going to happen anymore. When you say when you're on air talking about how lame the phone parties are, you've already missed it. It's already gone. Youth is wasted on the young.
It really is.
It really is. That documentary was just, I mean, eye-opening. Really eye-opening to me. I'm happy that they have places like this where people can go
Definitely.
And they feel fulfilled and they feel
My
happy.
My dad's busier, too, than he's ever been. There's concerts. They do these group travel things where they go and visit.
Yeah, every once in a while, I'll see advertisement for mm-hmm. a concert down where your dad lives.
Yeah,
and they have like I don't know. There's some Jose Felicitano or whatever his name yeah. is.
No, they do a bunch of the shows that they're like impersonators.
Kenny Rogers impersonator.
It's a Neil Diamond yeah. concert, but not with yeah. Neil Diamond. It's with, you know, the Oak Ridge Boys or the whoever.
It's with Neil Donald.
Knockoff.
The knockoff. Welcome to the Neil Donald Show. What's that song you
said? I'm like, there's got to be a whole circuit of musicians that go around and do these retirement communities.
Yeah. Due to copyright issues, Neil Donald will not be able to perform the songs in their entirety. However, we hope you enjoy the kind of Neil Diamond tribute. Sweet Clementine, dun, dun, dun. You're so small and hard to open. So small, so small. You're just a mini little orange. Dun, dun, dun.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. I see the advertisement. So, and every once in a while, they'll have like Chicago, you know, the version 85.0,
exactly,
right,
yes.
comes. And I can't even imagine. Chicago had, have you ever, do you like the band?
The band Chicago, Chicago? Or the show, the Broadway show? I love the Broadway show, Chicago.
I've never seen a Broadway show. I mean, I've seen Broadway shows, but they're, you know, it's, Chicago's not my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more into, I don't know. Like America's Got Talent live. That's what I'd go see.
Anything on TLC.
And if they had Shauna Rae live, I'd go there. My 600-Pound Life live, the Broadway show. My 600-Pound Life, the musical. I'd be all about that.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. But so all of this talk about the Villages. And then serendipitously, what got me going on all of this, I got the strangest text message, a TCB 8383.
Okay.
From a person. That if I didn't know any better, I would say that this is the woman that Marlon is dating.
Really?
You'll hear it, and I'll explain it to you as we go along, but it just seems too simpatico. The stories seem too simpatico. So like I told you off air, I'm not sure if someone is fucking with us, if someone thinks this is funny, if this is Marlon himself writing this, or if this is a collaborative effort between Marlon and this woman.
Could be.
To get...
That could be funny.
Get some comeuppance as far as TCB is okay. concerned. I mean, we have, whether he's allowed us to or not, we've kind of told the whole story. Yes. I mean, I did hide his name. Like,
you did.
You wouldn't know unless you knew.
I love that Marlon is his name from Florida.
Yeah, Marlon from Florida. So, sounds like a cartoon character from one of my kids' television shows. Yes. Hey, Marlon, we got to go save Spider-Man. Hello, all my friends out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Commercial Break. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world, 855-TCB-8383. Make sure to visit our YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Full episodes air a few days after they do here on the audio feed, and starting in season 4, the same day. You can go to the TCB Podcast website at tcbpodcast.com. Hear all the audio and watch all the video. You can also contact us all from tcbpodcast.com. Please follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram, and feel free to use our specialized URLs and or codes when you hear them on the commercials. Speaking of those sponsors, let's take a moment, hear from them, and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Okay, are you ready? I guess the best thing that we can do is just read it, and then you tell me. We'll stop every once in a while, so I want to hear your opinion.
Okay. Let's get
B and K. Almost no one says that. I've seen it a few times, but almost no one says it. B and K, I hope you're well. I love the show, and I love you both. I hope you can guide me in the right direction. When you tell the stories of Marlon, I feel like I know those stories so well, because I think I might be the woman in Marlon's stories. I am a woman of a certain age with a bucket full of booty, both financially and physically.
Ooh, I like it.
So she kind of like throws the bait out there, but she doesn't really say conclusively that she is the woman that is dating Marlon.
She thinks she could be.
She thinks she could be. But I mean, wouldn't she know that clearly? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, she would know that.
Well, I don't know. We're disguising Marlon's name though, so.
Yeah, I mean, but we've told enough detail that I, and you got
to
think that.
Well, the trip to Italy,
yeah. And how else would this woman know unless Marlon had turned her on to the commercial break? Like, we're not Conan O'Brien. Right. It's not like everybody knows about the commercial break. No. Very few people know about the commercial
very
break.
Small segment.
Yeah, you have to hear it from a friend of a friend.
You do.
Yeah. In podcast. A friend of a friend or a friend of an enemy. One of the two. Whichever it is. It's either your friend or your enemy, but it's definitely not, you're not finding it on a billboard on the side of the road, unless you did find it on a billboard at the
you
side of the road.
You did buy billboards.
Yes. That one guy said he saw the billboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that?
Okay. I do.
All right, here we go. Many years ago, I joined a then new website for wealthy women looking for arrangements. I had several serious but quid pro quo arrangements since joining. I've had several serious but quid pro quo arrangements since joining. When I meet a man, the arrangement is simple. I will provide you with the things I need to feel comfortable in the style and class that I am used to. The man is simply to follow my instructions and join me as I show them a different perspective from the one they may be used to. This sounds fucking fantastic,
by
the way. You want to buy a house in the Villages, and
that's
I'll leave Astrid tomorrow, and
boss
we'll head
lady.
Down there. I know, she is. And this is what's got me a little suspicious, too, right? This may include travel, cars, restaurants, living arrangements, clothing, styling, or luxury accoutrements. Any woman who uses the word accoutrements is of high style. Bottom line, I am going to spoil myself, and you are invited to come along for the ride.
Nice.
Much like the woman in your stories, I was a married mother of three, raising a family, keeping a home, and keeping my bonehead husband out of trouble and his business in the black. No business decision of weight was ever made without consulting me first. I helped that man walk out of the primordial sludge and almost conquer the world. He was a peasant when we met, and I shaped him into a prince. We divorced. I took half of what he had, and when he died, he left me more in the will because he knew that I was the key to his success.
Mm-hmm.
I earned every penny. I feel no shame about enjoying life, however I am able to afford it. Okay.
Makes sense.
This is all lining up so far from what we know from Marlon. For those of you that don't know who Marlon is, he's a friend of mine who went on one of these websites seeking an arrangement with an older woman who had money. They connected.
It's like a sugar baby, but reverse.
Yeah, it's like a sugar mama, having a
sugar mama. Yeah.
And the very first date, she asked him what kind of car he drove. He told her whatever, the Honda Accord or whatever the fuck he was driving. And she sent.
No, 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 no.
She said, no, 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 no. You're going to pick me up for the date, and you're going to pick me up in the car that I send to you.
Yeah.
And literally had a Porsche dropped off at his front door. this woman is a take no prisoners, no bullshit kind of woman. And she told him on the first date, if you make it to date number 10, if I like you enough to make it to date number 10, on the 11th date, we're flying to Italy and we're going to spend time traveling around Italy. And they did. It wasn't necessarily the 11th date. I think it was like the 15th or 16th, but they did. And they went on like this all expenses paid crazy vacation. And then recently she took him to a like a swingers resort.
Oh, that's right.
Down in the Caribbean.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So it seems, so this is why it seems strange that this person is texting us like this, because it all seems to be too simpatico. I also happen to share shower charities with my wealth. I consider myself an empathetic rich person willing to part with my fair share of revenue for the betterment of the world around me. This includes middle-class young men who might be looking for a new adventure in life. I will lay down my body for that particular cause. Recently, last year, I matched with a man here in Florida that was almost 30 years my junior. This is lining up. Latin and smoking hot. This is lining up. He has his own job and his own car. He even lives by himself, an achievement that not many of my boy toys can claim. He is rather handsome, but not always the sharpest young man. We have been
is that lining up?
Yeah, is that, that lines up. That tracks. We have been on many dates and we have traveled together. I showed him a good time and now he's on my payroll. His life is now paid for and he doesn't want for a thing, including sex.
Yeah.
Here is my issue,
TCB. Sounds like a
win-win. Yeah, I don't know what's going wrong here. I don't know what advice she needs. Here is my issue, TCB.
Why is it so cold in here, by the way?
What are you talking about?
I'm freezing.
It's because you're in the villages.
Okay.
You're in the villages. Okay. All the old people are hot.
Go back.
I don't know. You want me to stop the show and check on the temperature?
No. Keep going.
You want to take some pictures? Write a few things down? Do you have any phone calls you need to take? I'm kidding. No, the air conditioning popped on. I'll turn it off.
Okay, go ahead.
Here is my issue, TCB. When I tell a new man about the arrangement, the rules are simple. Number one, do what I ask, whenever I ask, unless you feel your life is in danger. Number two, sex is by my playbook on my own time. When I ask, be ready. Number three, don't even think about dating someone else while on my time or on my dime. Okay, that's pretty clear.
There
that's pretty fucking clear. You're off the market. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not like one of those arrangements where you show up on Tuesday, you know, take an older lady out on a date so she can show all her friends what a hot guy she's got. And then on Wednesday, you're back at the bar.
Right.
You know, sleeping with the bartender.
No, you're off the market.
My new man doesn't seem to understand the rules. Whenever it comes time to show the unmentionables, he becomes shy, reserved, and sometimes flaccid. Flaccid. I know he can get it up. We went to a shoe show one time together, and I could see his little Popeye raising his periscope.
That's good wording.
But when it comes to me, he's like the Titanic, going down after the chairs that I'm unable to rearrange. If he would just relax, I think he could get into it. But he seems so uptight when we are intimate. I am not a wrinkly old lady. I've spent a lot of money getting my body and my Victory V tight and taut. I know I'm not a Victory V.
Yeah.
I know I'm not a taut 20-year-old Instagram model either. I get that there may be some hesitation. I like this one. I know he will be missing out if he gives up now, but I also don't have time to waste. Any advice for an aging old hornbag? I really need this boat to set its sails. Thanks for the hours of enjoyment and laughter. I might be your oldest fan. I'm also your most sexually active.
Wow.
Wow. There is just like sparkle coming off of this text message, right? There is so much shine.
I love it.
She's so sharp. She's so sex crazed.
The
I love
it. Anyone knows what she wants.
Yeah. She didn't say her age. And of course, you don't ask. That's not what a gentleman does.
But
I don't
it doesn't
know.
Really matter.
It doesn't really matter. Yeah.
So what's the question?
The question is, what do I do about the fact that
he can't get it
let's
up?
Let's call him Marlon. That he doesn't seem to want to, he can't get it up while they're together, but she knows he can get it up.
Well, there's
all
a pill
together.
For that.
There's a pill for that.
So we know that.
Yeah. I mean, have you tried the pill? I imagine you have. Doesn't sound like a woman who. But if we go back to the Marlon conversations, let's assume for a second that either this is tracking and it is the lady that Marlon is dating, or it's a woman that is extraordinarily similar, like her twin sister, right?
Well, we're talking about Florida.
We are talking about Florida. Yeah, so anything's possible. If you can dream it, you can do it. The hormones with the hormones. I have to say.
The question, though, is does she drop him?
What can she do to prod this along?
Okay.
Or does she drop him, right? Because she doesn't have time to waste.
Right.
Here's my opinion. My opinion is that if you are similar in situations to Marlon, stop being so fucking pushy. Stop it. Relax. You relax. And then maybe he relaxes. I'm not saying it's your fault that he can't get it up. It's not. It's his fault. And he should be blamed. And he should be taken out into the middle of the town square, the villages, and shown his flaccid penis to all the 70-year-olds that are running around humping everybody. They're hard-ons. But my opinion is, of the situation specifically about Marlon, is that the woman that Marlon describes, which is this woman essentially, is very pushy in bed. Like, very pushy in bed. Like, go down now. Move to the left. Stop that. Do this. You know, stick a finger in my ass.
So he could have just, like, performance anxiety.
Totally. Yeah, you know? Totally.
Because he's like, am I doing the right thing?
Yeah.
Or what? I don't know. Is she going to get mad?
Is she going to get mad? Am I doing it right? I don't want to do this anymore. But some people just don't like to be told what to do. That's the other thing, too.
Yeah, well, there's the thing. You know, I'm very pro communication about what you like in bed.
Yeah.
However, like, it's more of a guideline. It's like an outline.
It's a suggestion.
Outline.
Yeah.
But you do your thing, but this is like what I like.
If you'd like to get me off and continue to sleep with me, you're going to do this.
Yeah, but to say, like, do this now and do this now and do this now, that might be a little much.
It's very aggressive. Marlon has complained, especially at first. He was like, I don't know how to handle this. Like, it's not what I'm used to.
Yeah.
My sense on this, my pulse on this situation, like, remember when I told you about, just last episode, I told you about that girl who I had reconnected with, a friend of a girl that I dated, and then after 6 months of, like, online and phone communication, she showed up to my house without any pants, literally had a shirt on, no pants, vagina hanging out, and said, whack off now and jizz on my tits. I mean, she was, like, super forward about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me was scared, was intimidated.
Sure.
Part of me was completely thrown off because she was so very forward about all of this. And then part of me was super excited.
Well, there's also the whole situation of, you know, acting out a night of a fantasy.
Yeah.
There's that. But then, like, every single time saying, do this now, do this now, do this now.
Yeah, like pushing your head down into someone's crotch and then, you know, move this way. And, like, literally, like, he said one time she was like using his hair as a steering wheel, right? It's just like, move your head this way, move your head that way.
Right.
I can see how that, no matter who you are, man, woman, he, she, they, them, it, us, how that might be a little bit much if that's not the way you like to
every
be talked
time.
To. Yeah, every time.
Every time.
But this is going on every time.
Yeah, every time.
So here's my advice to you, young lady. Relax. If you want him to relax, you got to relax a little bit. Why don't you ask him what he's into? What would he like to see you wear to bed?
Mm-hmm.
How would he like to be stroked? Give him a Marlon night every once in a while, right? Make it all about Marlon. Doctor him. Let him be in charge of whatever. And then maybe you'll find that he juices up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, because it sounds like she's pretty open as far as going to the shoe show, going to the swingers club.
Yeah, they went to the shoe show. They go to the swingers resort.
Italy stuff. You know, I mean, that's all very much
in Italy. He got busted, like, you know, down at like a ski chalet, having coffee with some chick or something. But they weren't doing. I don't think they were doing anything. They just got busted, kind of hanging out together. Like, one of the things you could do also is, every once in a blue moon, you could bring some young blood into the situation. Maybe that'll kind of turn things on in a way you never expected either. I'm not suggesting you do that if you're uncomfortable with it. I'm suggesting that he'll probably be most comfortable with it. So just go ahead and do it.
And he'll be out of the picture and you and the girl will be together.
Yeah, that's true. It's only going to last 5 minutes with the three of you anyway. So eventually you'll have a fun young plaything to hang out with. And I know for a fact. You won't, and it's Florida. You're not going to have any trouble finding someone to join you in that. If you're willing to
that could also be a little intimidating for her because then she would maybe be comparing herself, her looks.
Yeah,
to the younger
I agree.
Model.
I hear you. So, she sounds pretty confident in what she's got. Does. Sounds like she paid a lot for it. So I agree. Like, if tomorrow...
So maybe if the threesome's not your thing, still, though...
The threesome's not your thing, make it a foursome. Bring another old wrinkly man into the mix, and then everyone could just be whacking each other off. Two hands on each cock. All right, let's go.
I don't think you give up yet. Sounds like they've got a good thing going.
I've got an idea that I think might help them.
Okay.
Do a glory hole night.
What?
Do a glory hole night. Oh. Do a glory hole night. Now, I know that, I know it's not for everybody, but I think this is a little bit adventurous and it might help Marlon, the name that we're calling him. Not my Marlon, another one.
Where do you even find glory holes?
You make a glory hole. I'm not saying you go out and have it. I'm not saying you just stick your dick in a random hole.
Well, there are those.
This isn't 1974 New York. What are we talking about? This isn't the limelight in Atlanta, 1982.
That's what I thought you were saying.
I saw this. Come down to the TCB studios. We got glory holes everywhere. But not on purpose. It's just because I drilled the wrong hole in the table. True. Yeah, there's a glory hole right here. Turns off the show every once in a while. I watched this called something called The History of the Glory Hole one time, and it was actually pretty fucking fascinating.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
And
I love those like early, you know, New York 70s and 80s documentaries.
Yeah, like the glory hole became very prominent back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s when being a homosexual man, when there were many closeted homosexual men.
Yes.
And what they would do is they would go to the underground New York club scene because that's where they could be themselves. That's where they really felt at home. They'd oftentimes go home to wives and children, but they were able to be their true selves in these clubs. And while the glory hole is certainly not a new concept, like I think they dated it back to the 1500s or something, you know, like the King Edward III was sticking his dick in the
Roman
guillotine.
Times.
Yeah, I'm sure. There's like, you know, everybody's repressed in the Renaissance era. They're all doing weird shit to each other. But the glory holes became a way that men could have sex.
I know
sex.
What they're for.
Yeah, okay. I'm just checking. For those of you that don't know, a glory hole is literally a hole in a wall, and there's something on the other side of it. And whether that's teeth, or an anus, or a hand, you just don't know. It surprised me.
Yeah.
So
what are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting
Marlon?
A glory hole. Like, just do a glory hole and just allow Marlon to
like build a wall and
not have to look at you. No, I'm saying allow him to get into it without having the pressure of all the conversation and the movements and the motions and telling him what to do and telling him to do this.
Yeah.
Like sometimes all the and you do understand because she said it. Lose control. Yeah, absolutely. I'm
losing
control.
Sounds like she really likes to be in control, and I get that.
Lose control.
Lose control,
Let him stick his dick in a hole and just go to town. Have fun. No one says a word. We just all have fun. And then every, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday or Tuesday and Thursday, you have family game night, and every Monday and Wednesday, you have glory hole night. Yeah. That's what you do. I'm telling you. I solved all of their problems in a moment.
Yes.
I think that, but I do get also, like you got to imagine this. You're 30-something years old, right? I'm imagining 30 or 40-something years old. And you've been dating pretty, like a little younger than yourself for most of your dating. This is Marlon. You've been dating pretty, like younger than yourself for most of your adult life, right? 3, 4, 5 years. Not unusual for men to date downward because let's face it, our brains don't work the same way.
Right.
So we can't hang with the mature women because we don't understand what that means.
Exactly.
So, but he's been dating pretty much in that age range that you would expect most single heterosexual guys are gonna date. And then you meet this woman because you're really just interested in having an alternative arrangement. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for something new, fresh, and possibly someone to pay for dinner, right? Or an exciting vacation or whatever. And what you see visually is not what you're used to seeing visually. It's completely different. When you, I don't know, but as a heterosexual single man, I don't look for age porn. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for 70-year-old women having sex. I might someday, but it's not what I'm into right now.
I might someday.
Yeah, and let's face it, probably not even someday. Because, I mean, you know, do you think those old guys down at the villages, do you think they're looking at 80-year-old porn? No, they're looking at the 20-somethings because that's what That's what porn is. It's a bunch of young...
Well, same for women, too. And that's why she's dating younger and likes
you
the younger.
You fantasize about what you don't have, right? And you're right about that. Why do you think she's dating down? It's not... Mm-hmm. It's because she doesn't want to have a wrinkly cock in her, right?
Exactly.
She wants to have a young, strapping young girl. Okay. But the reality of the situation becomes clear when everyone's clothes come off. It's a little bit different.
It's all about lighting, too.
Oh, yeah. You got to have the lighting.
The lighting.
Just ask
makes
Chrissy.
A
we
big
spend an
difference.
Hour on her lighting every day. Is that right? Is it good?
It's you. Bad?
No, it's the lighting and the air conditioning. One of the two. Kidding.
You've got the camera and the TV.
I do, yeah. And I am the one that's fussing about the lighting. But you're right.
You could do things, but I think it all goes back to just lose control.
Lose control. Let it go.
Don't try and be too controlling in the bedroom every time.
Not every time.
Yeah. You've given him the guidelines. Let him be creative.
Yeah. Let him do what he wants to do, even if that's just kind of plain Jane.
Also, there's
milk toast.
Body stocking things out there, too, with crotchless body stockings. There's
I've got an Instagram account
things.
Full of suggestions as to what you can wear that's revealing but not too revealing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, put a piece of plastic over your nipples. It goes right past the Instagram filter. But you're right about this. Like there, and here's the other reality for you, ma'am, is because I'm not going to say your name on air. You could absolutely find someone who wants to be dominated 24 hours a day.
True.
That's a thing that people are into.
Yeah.
And it's a thing that a lot of men are in. Not a lot of men, but some men are into.
Yes.
They're into being told what to do, like a child, 24 hours a day. They want to be babied. They want to be mommed. They want to be told what to do. And especially in the bedroom, they want to be dominated and humiliated and all this other stuff. That's a sexual turn on for mm-hmm. them because of the overbearing mothers that they had when they were children. They want to get right back into that when they're in bed. So this is not a particularly difficult thing to find personality wise. It's a personality. It's a sexual trait that a lot of men are into.
But it sounds like she doesn't want to go down that route. I mean, because that is very specific, and that's dominatrix type thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, geez, when you're using someone's hair as a steering wheel, I mean, you're pretty close to dominatrix.
True. I mean, maybe she should explore that.
Meep meep.
Maybe she should explore that.
Oh yeah, maybe she should explore dominatrixes. Mm-hmm. How do you say that? Dominatrixes. Do you see why I thought this is his? This is
It sounds very
Marlon's lady.
Very similar.
I think someone's playing a joke on us. Actually, I think they're trying to get in our heads.
Could be.
Yeah, could be. Well, for more exciting Marlon updates, guess what I'm going to do right after this show? I'm going to text Marlon and I'm going to tell him, I'm going to send him this string of text messages. And I'm going to be like, is this you or her? Are the two of you playing around? Because you might be close to losing your sugar mama if you don't learn how to get it up real soon. And Marlon also said that he had trouble getting it up couple of times. Yeah. Remember that? Yeah. Well, I'll let you know what the conclusion to this story is.
Let me write that in the notebook.
My Spidey say, put that in the notebook that's 56 miles away. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hey, if you've ever lied on a resume or embellished to get a job, a raise, or a position at your work, we want to know about it.
And then please. What we're going to do is immediately contact your current
Yes, that's right. That was the game I was going to play. Let's call your boss and tell him. Hey, Jenny, why don't you tell everybody about what you lied about? I never went to Harvard or graduated high school.
We've got your boss on the
phone. We've got your boss on your phone.
Surprise.
Is this John from Citibank?
Yeah, why?
This is Brian from TCB. I got Jenny on the phone. She never went to Harvard.
Well, you're fired, Jenny.
Another TCB joke. Landed like a thud, like a Led Zeppelin. TCBpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button. Let us know if you've ever embellished on a resume.
We promise not to tell anybody.
Please leave your real name and street address with your last four of your social security number. We just got to check, making sure your story is straight.
Just send us that resume.
Hey, you're a liar. We have to check on your story, okay? All right? All right. But anyway, we're looking for that. Also, if you want your 21 EPM stickers, your 21 ejaculation per month sticker, it's going to say 21 EPM. Let us know. Send us your address and your name to tcbpodcast.com or 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak and at the commercial break on Instagram. Okay, Chrissy. I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so, Brian, but wait.
Hold on. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Until next time, I always say, I do say, and I must say,
goodbye.